TNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality, and we will start with this. NFL overreaction or reality. The NFC East will be a combined 500 or better this year. Their record last year? The Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, and Giants went 27-40-1. So this division sucks.
So it's the AL West, huh?
Yes, which is beneficial for the Cowboys.
Why do our teams end up in these divisions except for the Stars?
Man, that's a good point. The team that needs it most, that would be most likely to power through.
Yeah.
And they don't get it.
Yeah, because it means more in their division.
No, I think we should start saying it just means less in these other divisions. The NFC East, it just means less. So overreaction or reality? The NFC East will be 500 or better this season.
Overreaction.
Oh, man, I'm afraid you might be right.
Because I heard somebody say the other day that we're giving the Giants too much credit. And Kevin, you know,
I am not.
I've been at the forefront of saying I think they're going to be a better team. And you go, you finally had enough, and you you slammed your book down on the table and said, "Well, how many wins?" And I said, "I think 7." And you were like, "Oh,
okay, that's fine." Hey, man, I thought you were going to say 10-7. Yeah. I was gonna be like, "You're out of your
damn mind." I think they're going to be better.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that comes down to just like we do with the Cowboys. Whenever we say something, and the people are like, "You guys are too positive about it," and we're like, "We said this. I mean, yeah. It's pretty balanced." And so I just don't. I think Washington's going to be worse, and I think that the Giants are going to be just a little bit better than Washington, and therefore I don't know that I have the numbers lined up for the Cowboys to have 13 wins. Although, if you want to check out Kalshi, you definitely should.
Hold on. Can we just pause on that? These are the things where other people might think you're crazy or whatever. If you think the Cowboys are going to win 13 games, you damn sure should get your ass over to Kalshi, because you can make a lot of money on that.
I mean, yeah, $100 can make you a lot. $10 can make you a really good handful.
Now, I do not share those views about 13 wins, but if you do, go for it.
What's a flyer? You know, that being said, I also think the Eagles are going to I don't think they're going to put out anything special this year.
Agreed.
I don't think losing A.J. Brown changes it that much. And so, has Lemon practiced for them? Oh, he hasn't even practiced.
I don't think so.
So,
and he was been relatively healthy.
That's a lot on Smith's plate now, you know, and Saquon's plate. And so, I just don't think that they're going to be that much better. I don't think that you said 27-40
and one
and one. Who had that tie?
That was the
those Cowboys, Kevin.
Your Dallas Cowboys.
That's where I am. I still think I could see a 30 win, a 35 win.
Group. Okay,
32 win.
Okay, and I'll tell you, Alec, I just mocked up kind of what I was thinking ish. I've got it the division at 31-37. So I go to you, overreaction or reality. The NFC East will be at least 500 this season.
Oh, this is so tough. I'm going to go reality.
Oh.
I don't even know if I believe that, but I'm going to say it because I got to give you an answer.
That is how this segment works.
Because as much as I think the Eagles are going to be worse this year, they're still talented enough to where they can kind of accidentally win 12 games. You know,
okay,
it, without even really knowing it. And they're like, oh, wow, we're one of the better teams in the NFC. Who would have thunk it? And then I think the Cowboys could accidentally win a couple of extra games to get to 12 wins as well. What concerns me, I think Washington could ruin this pick for me. I think they could win 4 games and they completely tank the division for us.
So the mock-up I had was 10-7, 9-8, 6-11, 6-11. You can decide for yourself which team is ascribed to which.
You don't have the Cowboys winning 12 games?
I do not. I would love to be wrong about
that. You said the Cowboys at 9-7.
9-8.
That's what I said.
I would be prepared to move to 10-7. We've seen some positive signs, to be sure. But for everybody who thinks, oh, it's Homer, but like, there you go.
And that comes down to the same thing too. Whenever people are like, whenever I say, I can see the Cowboys winning 11 games.
It's a lot different than saying
you predicted the Cowboys would win 15 games.
It's a lot. That is a lot different. All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Justin Herbert will win his first playoff game this season.
Reality.
Oh.
A lot of this does come down to Joe Alt coming back, being successful, Slater coming back and being successful. Like, what a crazy set of injuries there. And then Alec pointing out that there is an electrical substation near their facility or something yesterday.
Oh,
there are power lines around. I don't know. But, like, that offensive line's a key. But I've also seen Mike McDaniel do something with not a lot. And I have a lot of faith that he's going to have the confidence level high in Justin Herbert to pull the trigger at times that it needs to be, and it's going to be a more live offense. And that defense was already good, and Derwin James is there still. So, yeah, I think so.
And from the 619, San Diego.
Oh, yeah, Kyle.
I know that because of Rey Mysterio. Yes, my prediction would change if the Cowboys got Max Crosby. All right, Alec, we go to you. Overreaction reality. Justin Herbert will win his first playoff game this season. Man, these questions are tough for you today.
Yes.
That's good.
Because I root for the person. I think he's the dorkiest quarterback in the NFL outside of Fernando Mendoza, and I love it. Like, I just love likable people.
Right.
But, man, I'm going to go reality. Screw it. I'm going to go reality. And I think it's the Mike McDaniel effect. I really do. I think the idea of having a skilled play caller that comes in and says, I have a quarterback that can throw it the entire length of the field. I have hopefully a healthy second-year running back in Omarion Hampton, who I think is going to be a beast this year. I think that all plays.
I do like him.
I love him a lot. I think it all plays together for one playoff win, and that's it.
From the 806, and Alec, I know you've seen this. Have y'all seen the clips of Herbert prancing around the practice field with Madison Beer and sitting midfield with her? He's screwed. And I also have seen, I believe it's Joe Burrow with Olivia Ponton sitting on the field, and they're doing it, you know, moving his hair out of his eyes so they can see each other in the sun.
I just want to know what he has that I don't, except for like 8 inches of height. And
it's probably the millions of dollars helps.
That part too.
Ish.
Wow, all right,
why you just dunk all over him like that?
To be fair, sometimes it sounds like his family has millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So. In my mind, Alec, that R2-D2 costs
$700,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I need to tweet that picture out for context?
It is awesome.
I will.
All right. Bonus question then, because you mentioned something about Mike McDaniel. So I'm intrigued by this, and you know how tough it was at the end of his head coaching run. The Chargers make it to the Super Bowl, and Justin Herbert is the MVP of the NFL. Does Mike McDaniel get another head coaching job straight away? Like next year?
That's a great question.
I think he does.
It kind of depends on the coaching cycle. Because
that's fair.
Couldn't you see a world where Christian Parker isn't here next year?
Yes.
I'm not predicting 16 wins. All right. I'm just saying.
Oh man. Like he can see the Kalshi number on that.
This dude has been a riser, right?
Yeah.
Like this dude has just flown through it, and he's what, 36 years old,
right,
calling defenses right now, and people are already starting to ask that question of how long is this guy going to be here? And so it does kind of depend on that cycle. A lot of times it's weird. Don't they want coaches with stubble? It's a weird thing the way it goes, but yeah, I could see a thing. I do wonder for him though, does he want another Miami, or is he like, no, I'm not going to Cleveland. You know, I know Todd Monken's there, but how long is that going to last?
Yeah.
I'm not going to a place that could be absolutely destructive to my career again. So I understand why you're asking the question, but I think overreaction.
Alec, Justin Herbert is the MVP, so it's clearly offense, 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 and they go to the Super Bowl. Does he get another head coaching job straight away.
Reality. I think
that's what I think, too.
I think so. And I could see it being a team. I think, to Corey's credit, I think there could be one of those fringe playoff teams that makes a move. And they're like, we need to shake things up. We bring in Mike McDaniel, maybe go get a new quarterback or something. I'm thinking about the Colts. You know, I'm thinking about a team like them where they've got the pieces in place. Figure out the quarterback and let him grow with Mike McDaniel. Then absolutely.
But isn't that what he just went through with Miami?
Right.
He had Tua.
He never wanted Tua.
And he was like, I have to work so hard to make Tua good. Maybe they would have to draft a quarterback, but I think he would look at Daniel Jones and go, I don't know that I want that either.
Yeah.
I think that he would probably want to be at a place where he can get a rookie or have a dude that's already a veteran. Like, they're this close. They just got to turn over, and we already have the veteran quarterback. I don't have to worry about anything else.
Now, this one is going to be interesting. NFL overreaction or reality? Myles Garrett is the best player in the NFL 30 or older.
Okay.
Josh Allen is 30. Patrick Mahomes is 30. Matthew Stafford is 38.
Our heroes are all over 30?
Yeah, it's true. McCaffrey is 30. Derrick Henry, Danielle Hunter. That's probably a cutoff right there. But would you go with that over anybody else? I'm not saying they got to play for years and years and years. This second, right now, Myles Garrett is the best player in the NFL 30 or older.
Yeah, yeah, reality.
Better than Stafford?
Yeah. I mean, they got him because to make Stafford look better. They're like, the only time Stafford won was when he had a great defensive player on his team.
Huh.
When did he win the Super Bowl last?
A couple years ago, years ago.
Who was on the other side of the ball? Aaron Donald. Now they're trying to get Aaron Donald.
I feel like Matthew Stafford carried his part of the deal.
But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I'm just saying like that. I think that Matthew Stafford's fantastic. I think that at his position, it is undisputable that Myles Garrett is the best at what he does.
Yeah.
Now, why they won't give him an MVP is stupid because it's a quarterback trophy.
That's a good point.
But I think that he is. And now, what was interesting was that you said right now.
Right now.
Because the only person in that conversation that I even considered was Mahomes. But right now, I don't know that Mahomes is because, A, we saw garbage last year, and then the injury, we're still waiting on him to show what he is. Yep. But he's the only person I would consider over Myles Garrett. And that can, you even threw out CMC and a lot of other names there, but he's the only other person.
Alec, overreaction reality, Myles Garrett is the best player in the NFL 30 years of age or older.
Reality, and I don't know how necessarily close it is either. When you talk about a pure athleticism standpoint, but the success rate. I mean, you think about with quarterbacks, it's a lot easier to be harsher on them like Josh Allen, you mentioned, because the game is in his hands 9 times out of 10. Myles Garrett can ruin a game.
Yeah.
Josh Allen can lose a game.
Yeah.
A lot easier. So I think that he's in a better position to win games for his team and ruin games for other people.
So the reason why I brought this up is CBS Sports put out that very list.
Mm-hmm.
And here is, Dak is 12, in case you're curious. But here's their top 10. Lane Johnson, Garrett Bowles, Danielle Hunter, Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey. Then you get into the top 5. Trent Williams, Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes. Myles Garrett is 2. And they have Josh Allen, number 1.
This is why people hate Josh Allen.
And that's not who I would have gone with.
People hate Josh Allen, dude.
And it's not his fault.
Yeah.
He didn't make that list.
Or did he?
Okay. You know what? Actually, let me just scroll back up. It's by one Tyler Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. That's Josh Allen's ghostwriter name.
I mean, he doesn't look totally dissimilar.
He's
from
white.
Josh Allen. Okay, he is white.
He's like a plain white guy?
Yes, actually, and I can say that.
As a plain white guy?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Sounds about white.
See? Sean knows. He gets it.
Oh, man. And yeah, I think Josh Allen did put this list out.
Okay, I am not saying
he
that.
He was furious about that stadium that they built up there in Buffalo. He's like, they're not going to be able to see me.
Yeah.
most of the fans won't be able to see me.
Yeah, it's definitely that Josh Allen doesn't get enough attention is the issue in the NFL.
You think that's why he married a Hollywood starlet? Is starlet okay to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a derogatory
starlet.
Term. Shut up.